Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Ksubis, Perik Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Almana and Almana, that was getting her mezainis from the Yerusha of her husband. Sha'amra, she says, Yevshi lozis mi beis bali. I don't want to leave my husband's house. Even though her husband passed away, she wants to stay in the house. Ein ha'yarshin yichaylin laimala. The yarshin, those that inherit the estate, they can't say to her, no, you can't stay here. We'll support you. L'chul levesev. Ich go to your father's house. V'anu zanin eisach. We're going to support you over there. They have no right to say that to her. Ella rather, zanin eisach beves baila. They're going to have to support her in her husband's house. This is one of the Tanai Ksuba. It says in the Ksuba that the Almana can live in the house. And therefore she has a right to live there and they have to support her there. V'noisin la medar. They have to give her a place to live. L'fi chvoida. That would be honorable to her. Basically, what she had during the lifetime of her husband, she should continue to enjoy. She had a bigger house, they can't give her a smaller house. Even though now she needs much less. Now, she doesn't live in the entire house together with the Yarshim. That wouldn't be tzniyistik. She should live together with the Yarshim of her husband, if this is not their natural mother. But the Yarshim have to set aside a part of the house that's hers, and it has to be as comfortable as what she had till then. Also, whatever kalim she had, Avadim, Shvachis, whatever she had b'chayibala has to be provided. The only thing is that if the house, for whatever reason, caves in, they don't have to rebuild her another house. Because the nusach is, you'll remain in my house, that's only if there's a house. Amra, suppose she says the other way around. She says, if she loses me base Abba. No, I have to go live in my father's house. Now that her husband is not here. And she demands that the Yarshim, or requests that the Yarshim, send the Mezainis there. Here, Yecholim HaYarshim Laimullah, the Yarshim of the husband can say to her, look, Imat Etzlan, if you're going to live with us, Yesh Lich Mezainis, you have the full Mezainis. But Im Einat Etzlan, if you're not going to live with us, Ein Lich, we cannot give you the full share of the Mezainis. In other words, they can take off the amount that they feel it costs them because she's not eating with them in the house. Now, can I ask you something? Why would it be cheaper for them if she's in the house? And the answer is the more people in the house in one place, the bill is cheaper. If I have a bill to give mezainis to an individual that lives someplace else, that's one thing. To add another person to my household, it comes out cheaper. That's how it is. People help each other. People tend to be more careful how they spend things. Then there are things like the candles, right? The light. There's no extra candle for her. And there's something else. It's mashma that's what the Batanur is also saying over here. It's really Rashi. When a lot of people live together, there's a certain bracha. There's a ribui min hashemayim. There's a certain schus, says the Chassam Sofer, for a rabbin. Of course, according to that pshat, it's hard to figure out how much they should take off. Now, imoy said to Enes, she tainis. Well, the reason I can't live her is if she yalda, she's young. Vehen yaladim, they're young. She's scared. It'll lead to not good things. So then, Zanin Isa, they're going to have to give her full mezainis, v'hi b'vesavia, while she lives in her father's house. Now again, we're talking about a case where she's a wife from a different marriage. This is not their mother. So she's a stranger to them. I, the Yarshim, going to tell you it's going to cost us more. Well, if there's an Inyan of Tznius over here, then it's going to have to cost you more. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel. If a widow says, look, Yarshim of my husband, you have to support me, but I want to stay in this house. They can't tell her, go to your father's house, we'll support you there, because part of the Ksuba says, you will live in my house, you will be supported for my property. And they have to provide her with a place to live, and it has to be dignified, it has to be something she's used to, it has to be the same type of situation that she had when her husband was alive. If she says, the other way around, I must go back to my father's house. She doesn't have her husband, she must go back to her father's house. The Yarshim can say to her, look, if you live with us, you'll receive everything. If not, we're going to deduct the amount that's going to cost us more because you're not in the house. You explain when people are together, the mice is cheaper. Birchas Abayis is meruba. But if she tainis, that she moved out, because she's Yalda, she's a young woman, and they, the Yarshim, are also young men, it wouldn't be right for them to live together. And they have to respect that, they have to provide mezainis for her in her father's house.